Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Twanik Barrow says through the launching of environmental clubs at schools across the country, the authority is seeing more of the nation's youth getting involved in protecting the environment. Ms. Barrow says the most recent environmental club was launched at the Barrowley Government School under the theme Think Clean, Live Green, Small Actions, Big Impact.
National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority has launched a new environmental club under the theme Think Clean, Live Green, Small Actions, Big Impact. And we would have launched this environmental club at the Barrowley Government School. This is the first of two schools that we intend to launch an environmental club in. We would have also launched on Earth Day, which is celebrated annually on April the 22nd, just ready to increase environmental awareness and get persons more knowledgeable about what's happening as it relates to our environment. So the initiative forms part of our environmental awareness program, which focuses on really promoting education, awareness, and stakeholder engagement in the conservation of biodiversity parks and protected areas.
Ms. Barrow says the National Parks hosted a series of consultations leading up to the launch of the Barrowley Government School Environmental Club, and they have already seen 40 youths joining this initiative.
So this was one of our key actions for 2026 into 2027. So leading up to the launch, the National Parks, we held a series of consultations with the schools, administration, with the teachers, with parents, as well as key stakeholders. So we are proud to say that we have since then enrolled 40 students. So 40 students would have enrolled to participate and become a member of this new environmental club. And this really reflects the strong interest in environmental action among our students. And that is one of the objectives of the environmental club.
Ms. Barrow also indicated that the National Parks will be working closely with the Barrowley Government School Environmental Club to ensure its long-term sustainability and success in the future. She said the authority will also be working with other schools to get the nation's youths involved in environmental protection from an early age.
The National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, we would have presented a plan to observe Earth Day, but also to signify our pledge towards this group. And we also would have presented some gardening tools to help to support the club's activities in the future. So looking ahead, the National Parks intend to work closely with the club to provide more of a structure and to ensure a long-term sustainability of the club. One of the things that we don't want is that we start so energetic and then it falls flat. So we are working with them closely, with the teachers. We are working on a guidebook for the environmental clubs. And mind you, we don't hope to just focus on one club, but we are looking to work in different schools to ensure that we can get our children, you know, aware and involved in environmental action at a young age.
Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Twanik Barrow. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.